When states challenge the federal government over things like public land rights or same-sex marriage, taxpayers are on the hook for that. Idaho is one of two states that has a separate bank account to pay for legal fees and settlements in these cases. That fund was created specifically to challenge federal overreach. But critics say it's giving state legislators more license to pass laws courts have found to be unconstitutional. James Dawson has the story.
The Constitutional Defense Fund was established in Idaho for one reason: to push back against what conservative lawmakers in the 90s saw as the federal government trampling over states' rights.
We had Clean Water Act, we had the Endangered Species Act, we had the salmon issues, and we had the federal government wanting to make a nuclear dump out of Idaho.
That's former Idaho House Speaker Bruce Newcomb. He was one of the lead sponsors of the bill back in 1995, and he says at first the fund worked as intended. That same year, Idaho hired an outside law firm to reach a settlement with the feds to stop bringing more nuclear waste into the state and clean up what was already stored here. Newcomb says just having the fund also gave them leverage when federal officials were considering more stringently regulating waterways.
And so we threatened to file suit, and with pressure from our legislative people in Congress, we're able to negotiate a compromise there.
But several years later, Newcomb says the Constitutional Defense Fund became a kind of default checkbook for the Idaho legislature to pass laws based on optics rather than legality.
A good share of these times, the Attorney General said, we don't have a leg to stand on, but we chose to pursue it anyway.
An example of one of those lawsuits: in 2013, several Idaho counties refused to issue gay couples' marriage licenses, even after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled same-sex marriage constitutional. That cost the state more than $700,000 when four couples sued. South Dakota has a similar fund, and a handful of other states have created accounts specifically to defend their abortion laws. And the vast majority of the $3.1 million Idaho's fund has paid out has come in the last 5 years.
A federal judge has struck down the controversial ag gag law passed by lawmakers in 2014.
Late this afternoon, a federal judge ruled Idaho's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional.
A local veteran denied the right to be buried with her same-sex spouse is celebrating a victory today. Another effect of Idaho's same-sex marriage ban being struck down.
The fund is overseen by a council made up of the governor, the attorney general, the speaker of the House, and the Senate pro tem Brent Hill. He says the fund streamlines something the state would have to pay for one way or the other.
I get to vote on statutes that I think are constitutional when I vote for them, but the decision to take this to trial is not made by the council.
But Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin, who declined to be interviewed, does have the power to bring and defend lawsuits brought against the state. Every member of the council has been a Republican since its inception. That doesn't sit well with Wendy Jaquit, who was the longtime Democratic House leader who voted against the fund.
Having a small number of people make a decision to expend the funds, the leadership of the majority party, that's not a Democratic model. Those kinds of decisions should be made at the full legislative level.
But since Idaho's legislature only meets for 3 months each year, Hill says it's a more convenient way to handle these settlements. Plus, he likes that a group of elected officials oversees it.
I think that one of the advantages of this is it's not one agency and it's not one person making the decision.
Bruce Newcomb, the former House Speaker, saw that as an advantage, too, when he helped write the bill. He thinks the state still needs the Constitutional Defense Fund, but that it needs to go back to its original purpose, keeping the feds off of Idaho's back.
But that's not going to happen until somebody takes the bull by the horns and does it, you know.
Newcomb isn't holding his breath. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.